A major development being proposed just outside of Thornbury has been greeted by significant public opposition from the community. The Blue Mountains Council held a public meeting to consider official plan and zoning bylaw amendments for a proposed 376-unit subdivision, condominium development on land located just outside of Thornbury on Grey Road 2 near the town's fire and police stations. The meeting was held in conjunction with Grey County, which is the approval authority for the subdivision and condominium aspects of the proposal. The proposal includes 220 townhomes and 156 back-to-back units. The ownership of the units would be through either a land lease arrangement or a standard condominium arrangement. The units would range from 1,100 square feet to 1,500 square feet. The property is 37.37 hectares in size, but just 8.37 hectares would be used for the development. The property is currently zoned rural, hazard and specialty agriculture, and the proposed rezoning would change the zoning to community living area, hazard and specialty agriculture. Colin Travis, the planning consultant for the developers, said up 62% of the units would be considered attainable based on the town's community improvement plan definition of attainable. The price point we're talking about should allow for uptake of people working in this town who want to live in this town, said Travis, who estimated the price of the units would start at approximately $500,000. This, in our view, is a significant benefit. The proposed development would also include a stormwater management facility, parkland and trails linking the neighborhood together. In his presentation, Travis said they must complete a long list of environmental, traffic and other studies for the project to proceed, and he said all comments at the meeting would be taken seriously. We will be working with staff and agencies to address and respond to these comments, he said. Public reaction to the proposal at the meeting was swift, with members of the community expressing opposition and concerns about the size, density and impact of the proposed development. The public galleries were filled to capacity for the meeting, with a number of people speaking about the proposal in person and virtually. Public concerns raised at the meeting included traffic impacts, environmental impacts, the impact the development would have on local services such as healthcare and education, impacts on wildlife and impacts on neighboring properties and the community in general. Notably, both the Bluewater District School Board and the Bruce Gray Catholic District School Board wrote to the town and said local schools are at capacity and asked that, if the development is approved, a condition of sale be placed on every unit acknowledging that students living in the new homes may have to go to school in temporary facilities or alternative locations. Leslie Dunn, a neighboring property owner, questioned the location of the proposed development. She said it is surrounded by agricultural land and suggested the proposal was a violation of the town's official plan. It's definitely not an ideal location for settlement, said Dunn. Randy McLeod, the owner of an agricultural operation next to the property, expressed concerns about trespassing on his land and the impacts that could have on his operations. There has to be separation between these two conflicting land uses, said McLeod. Mike Smith, who lives near the development, said adding 376 new homes would stretch local services beyond capacity. This is a giant development. We don't actually have the services today to support a development of this size, said Smith. At the end of the day, this is too big of a development for the area. I hope you say no. Council did not make a decision on the proposal at the meeting. Town planning staff said they would be back to a committee of the whole meeting early in the new year with a follow-up report with a recommendation on the proposal.